JoJo's reference. I'm Deanna.
I'm Dave.
And we are 4 episodes into De Grey Man Hallow.
We are.
I honestly, except for a couple of things, I take back everything bad I said about this part. I feel like they're going to butcher it later on, but you know what?
We're really just pushing this.
We're really pushing my disappointment further and further. Until someday it's going to fall off a cliff. Anyway, how do you like all the lore we just got?
Boy, did we get a lot of lore.
Yeah, we did.
There's a real, like, art change.
Uh-huh.
I mean, obviously that would happen
with a... It's 8 years.
8 year break?
Yeah. Yeah. The original anime ended in 2008, and this is in 2016.
Yeah. Overall, I really like the new... art style.
Mm.
I think I like the faster pace.
I do too.
A little bit. I think there are parts that are like, you can really tell, like in the manga, are probably much more like dramatic
in a way, or like, and put together. Yes.
Well, like played out in a way.
Yep. But we found out some shit, didn't we?
We
lost our boy.
Which boy?
Cross.
Yeah, that boy. Okay.
Our boy.
Yeah.
Is that not what we're here to talk about? This is the Cross Marion fan club.
There's like... well, yes, we will get to that. There's like 300 new things that happened in these 4 episodes.
So let's just bit by bit...
Tim's back.
Tim's
good
back.
News. Tim's teeth are back. Bad news.
We saw the new European branch.
Yes.
Bookman off the shits. He was smoking in a scene.
Oh yeah, Bookman's gone like full bad boy now.
100%. That's a joint, not a cigarette.
Mm-hmm. We have a new person on the team. She's also named Linley, which is a little weird, but
yeah,
yeah, totally new person.
Mm-hmm.
She seems so different.
It's just she's drawn different.
I know she's drawn different, but like I don't know, her personality seems different.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a 2016 ass anime.
Yeah, well,
as when it comes to Linley.
I mean, if we want to talk about. Mid-2010s ass anime.
God.
Let's just talk about that new intro that we got. That is an anime. Capital A anime.
Anime
intro.
Ass intro. Yeah. There was also like a throwaway line about Lenely getting assaulted, which was not very cool.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was like a translation thing or...
I think it was just like a trope thing. They were like, yeah, this will be fun to put in. I mean, like...
I feel like 10 years ago, that would be a joke.
Yeah.
But now it's just like...
It doesn't mean it's in good taste.
No, no.
But... But yeah, so let's just...
Start
this.
At the beginning, yeah.
So we do get confirmed. Fucking Alan's sentence with the Black Order. He's cool for now.
Yeah.
Was that what you were expecting?
I mean, again, that's probably one of those things of like I'm sure there was more to it, but like. They have to move through. They're moving through so much stuff that it's just like, yeah, Alan's cool. All right, okay. Move on.
Okay.
Drop this plot point.
The 14th. Let's talk about him a little bit.
Okay. So we know Alan is... Okay. This is all coming back to me because... We watched these like a week ago.
At least,
before we moved.
Yeah.
So now it feels like it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
Over the course of a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mana was not the 14th. He was a disciple of the 14th. Like, they basically bred Alan to be like the new 14th. So, like, the 14th is going to take over Alan's body at some point. That's kind of like the overarching plot that's going on across these four episodes.
Yep.
And yeah, like, Alan Walker, the person, will be erased and eventually just become the 14th.
Yes.
Cross knows this.
Cross knows this. Cross knew this.
Yes.
And we're finding this out because Lavi is in the interrogation room while the Crow are like surveilling the conversation that Cross and Alan have.
I mean, well, it's the Crows as well are like brand new and a fairly major part of this. So the Crows are, I think they say it as special combat units for, What's the name of the, like, top brand? Central?
Central Administration.
Central Administration. The Crows also are, like, special combat units.
Before we really get into the Crow, Cross said that the 14th and Mana were brothers.
Okay. So does that make... I forget how the Noah work. Do the Noah, like, awaken, or does that make Mana a Noah?
They awaken.
Okay. So, like, they are human and then awaken into, like, Noah form?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Mana was just the brother of the 14th.
Okay. So, that makes sense. Yeah, that's interesting.
Now, the Crow.
Yes.
They're bred from a young age to be, like, special agents, essentially, of the Black Order.
Yes. Howard is a Crow. What I don't know if they establish it really. What is like the power level of a Crow compared to like an Exorcist?
Comparable, if not better, because of something we'll get into at the very end of these episodes.
Okay.
They started setting up the next couple of arcs. But let's talk about Phantom Thief G. This little boy.
My favorite Persona character.
Absolute menace. Thomas. I don't think I wrote his name down. Oops.
I doubt I did either.
Anyway.
Oh yeah, another thing about Alan is that he was essentially chosen at random.
Yeah.
To be the 14th.
Yeah, he was.
To be the replacement.
Yep.
Yeah, we see more of like Alan as a kid, like kind of meeting Cross, or not Cross, Mana.
Mana.
Kind of going through that.
That poor little baby doggo.
Can Lavi and Bookman communicate telepathically? Because like there are multiple scenes where like it seems like they are not talking like, to each other. But they are, like, communicating somehow.
I think this is their, like, the anime's way of telling us that they're, like, whispering in Bookman tongue.
Okay. See, I thought it was, because, like, it does, they don't look like they're moving.
Correct.
Like, they're not animating.
Right.
So my thought was, like, well, like, the animation in this is definitely a step up.
Yeah, because they had to cut some corners.
Again, as you would hope for a 8-year time gap. But I guess in my mind, I thought it was like they talked about this earlier and like they had a plan going into it. And this is like the anime's way of saying like...
Okay, yeah.
We
never really get a confirmation
we
on
don't.
This.
And it's a very minor point. But then, yeah, like the other big thing from that first episode is Cross is dead, maybe?
Yeah, Cross is dead, maybe.
I mean, probably not, because, like, there's no body and it's anime.
Okay.
But, yeah, Cross is, like...
He left Judgment behind.
Yeah, he left Judgment behind. He left his face, like, broken face mask behind. He got, like, shot in the chest.
If we ever see him again, he's gonna be so fucking hot.
Yeah. I mean, like, implying that he wasn't already. Like, come on.
It's just like the mask is gone now.
Yeah, twice the face to look at.
Twice the face to look at, exactly. We find out a little bit about who Mana was as, like, a person. We know he was a clown for a traveling circus.
Yes.
Which Alan also happened to work at. His nickname around the place was Red.
Mm-hmm.
And they are bonding over a dog funeral. Baby. And Alan is wondering why Mana isn't, like, upset that his dog died. We also get this really cool line from Mana, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
I hate customers and kids that don't laugh.
Oh my god.
Like, I hate customers and kids that don't laugh.
Yes.
Two separate
very hateable things.
Yeah. And Red Allen is also wondering why he is upset that the dog died, even though he didn't, like, know him personally.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs just have that power, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to, like, more stuff about the cross assassination.
Mm-hmm.
Or attempted assassination. Levalier notes that somebody in Central murdered Cross, but he doesn't know who.
Because he wanted to keep Cross alive.
Yes. And now everybody knows, because, like, in the last episode, Cross told Alan everything about the 14th and mm-hmm. all of that. And basically now everybody is on orders that if Alan should turn into the 14th, he is to be killed.
Yes. And Alan is very much down with that plan.
Yes. Alan is basically the one that tells them, like, hey, you should kill me if I mm-hmm. am not me.
Like, I literally do it.
Yes. But yeah, then we finally run into Phantom Thief G.
Yep.
Who is a fucking small-ass child that has the, like, yeah, has a mind jewel in uh-huh. his head that allows him to, like, mind control people?
Yeah.
Is that, yeah, that's basically how that works. And he uses that to commit crimes and steal stuff.
Yeah, so they're in France at the Louvre.
Again, like, just a very quick cut of, like, oh, we're here now. Okay, I see what's going on.
Yeah, like, all right, we're going, we're there. I love that type of pacing.
See, I like it. I like it for, like, this of, like, yeah. we don't really need all this build up into, like, why they're going there and all this stuff. But also, like, on the other hand, Cross telling Alan this, like, very important information.
Yeah, about, that deserved, like, more.
Of being just being like, all right, Alan, sit down. I'm going to tell you about your, like, you're destined to die. You're going to be taken over by the spirit of, like, one of my old close friends. There's nothing you can do about it. Have a good day.
Yep.
On the next.
You will never see me again.
Yes.
Yeah. So they find out that Phantom Thief G is not, in fact, an actual thief. He's just, like, using people's bodies to steal things, having the people get caught, and then having the things be donated to the orphanage where he is, like, it's in danger of closing, and he's, like, stealing stuff so that the orphanage can sell it and get money and keep operating.
Yes.
He dreams a little too big and tries to steal this crown from the Louvre.
Mm-hmm.
And when he takes over Howard, this is when we find out Howard's a crow.
Yes.
Kind of. Like, we find out they have powers here.
Yeah, like, it's Kanda, Alan, and Howard that have, like, tracked
yes.
G to this museum where he's trying to steal a crown.
Yeah.
We find out, like, there's stuff of, like, There's a lot of good bits in this whole sequence.
Yeah, like fucking Alan like talking out Phantom Thief G, and he's just like crying, like bawling the ugly cry.
Is that of like? There's also
Don't drop the crown, like it'll shatter our budget.
Don't drop the crown, and Alan just goes like, "Well, how expensive could it be?" And Howard's just like it'll make
It'll make Cross's debt seem like a like pocket change.
Yeah,
basically.
And Alan's just like, "I'll protect this with my life." the scene, after G possesses Howard, and Alan stabs Howard with his giant sword.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt humans.
Yeah, it can't hurt humans. And G is just like wailing. He's like, "I'm dead."
Ugly, the ugliest cry I've ever seen in anime.
Which is literally what Marie uses to, like, hear and follow the real kid back to his body.
Yeah. I love... They whitewashed Marie. What the fuck? I'm so mad.
I know. They really changed, like, all of the supporting character. Well, like, they changed everybody pretty much. Like, Kanda's the same.
Yeah, they destroyed any and all of Miranda's character development.
Yeah, but, like, they did change Miranda's, like, personality a little bit. Like,
in her eye makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, the styling is again, they is got,
like,
different,
new Linley, like, Linley 2. different character. I think the original is going to show up in the next set of episodes, probably.
Sure, yeah.
Lavi somehow got even hotter.
Yeah.
I feel like did Alan have like that amount of face tattoos before, like on the eye?
Not in the beginning of the original anime, but it did evolve as his eye did. So it got more intense as he like upgraded his powers.
Okay. I think maybe it's just like the new art style, but like I really was drawn to of like, wow, that is noticeable in this new set. But yeah, it's like you said, Phantom, they track down the real Phantom G.
Yeah.
It's a kid living in an orphanage. He's been using like the stolen stuff to pay for it. Everybody who he possesses winds up in jail.
Yeah.
Because the cops, well, I mean, like, I was like, that's kind of ridiculous, but then it's also like, no, the cops would absolutely just, like, arrest you as a co-conspirator. Like, there's no way to prove that you were mind-controlled.
Right.
There have been a lot of people, though.
Yeah.
In this organization.
Howard Link, at one point, pulls a fountain pen out of his fucking pocket protector. What a nerd. And the little, Timothy...
Timothy is his name. Yeah, the kid.
Timothy, the little orb in his forehead, the spirit inside or whatever, the innocence, I don't know, takes on the appearance of his older self so that he'll, like, you know, trust it. And, like, he explains how the power works to young Timothy.
Yes.
He can possess Akuma that are at his power level or lower.
Yes, this is all stuff we find out, like, after basically they attack the orphanage.
Yeah,
they,
the skulls, like, trap it in, like, a pocket dimension.
Yeah, they, like, seal it in a pocket dimension, and it gets attacked by a level 4 Akuma.
Uh-huh. And I hate this level 4 Akuma's little ass.
Yes. I really dislike the whole design, like, in a good way.
Yeah.
Of, like... I like it because it's so, like, I don't like
it.
Like,
it is good design that evokes a bad response.
Yes. Yeah. A level 4 and then some level, like a level 2
there
and some level
3. There are level
2s
in the basement that one of them can turn people into dolls if you are in its line of sight for 6 seconds.
Yes.
And there's a level 3 also. Anyway.
Yes. Marie loses 2 fingers to the level 4. Like, he gets shot in the fingers. Like, the corruption starts to spread. Yeah, and he
amputates
him. Like, cuts him off with his string.
Yep.
What a badass.
Alan and Kanda are working together to take down this level 4.
Mm-hmm.
And, what is it? Alan, like, gets his sword stuck in something. And he, like, summons it back to his hand and impales himself and the level four.
Yeah, that's at, like, the end of the whole
yeah.
fighting. But, yeah, like, it's Kanda, Marie, and Alan that are fighting the level four.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy is down with Howard in the school because the entire orphanage, or in the orphanage, the entire, like, everybody else got turned into dolls by that level two. It's there that we find out that Timothy can possess Akuma
yeah.
and, like, turn them into a stand, basically.
Yeah.
Or, like, he becomes the Akuma.
Is this... This is JoJo's
reference. I would say this is a JoJo's reference.
Okay.
ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. We did it.
Ring the bell. We got one. but, yeah. He can, like, turn into the Akuma, basically. And, like you said, that spirit will, like... follow him around, teach him, and can possess his human body
mm-hmm.
to, like, follow him around. So they basically just, like...
swap.
Swapsies.
Yeah.
Kind of. But he can only... like, his current power level is only strong enough for...
Level 2.
Level 2.
Yeah.
He can't even, like, try to fight a level 3, basically. Like, he's no match... and he can't possess a level. Like, his spirit just bounces off the thing. Still a very strong ability.
Yeah. And I missed something before I started talking about Alan and Kanda working together. One of the Crow swoops in. They break the barrier, first of all. Yes,
Reaver shows up with...
Hello?
As
Reaver?
as I first wrote, two extras... for Reaver. Turns out they are very much not extras. Reaver is the extra in this case. But yeah, basically they are able to just, like, walk through the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
They go in and they basically eat a level 3 Akuma.
Yep. The Crow does.
Yes, this Crow that was with Reaver.
Yeah.
Just walks up and eats a level 3
yep.
Akuma, like, with his hand.
Yeah.
Because as we later find out, they are, like, half Akuma weapons designed... Well, I think the next episode is about Kanda and his whole business, just based on, like, what they're talking about.
We'll get there. I mean, it's very obvious that, like, yeah, that's the direction we're going, but we will get there, and we will discuss. Let's first talk about what happens to Alan at the end of this fight.
Yes. So it's like you said, Alan is fighting the level four. They're, like, actually doing a good job of, like, beating it down. Alan recalls his sword, like, telepathically, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It impales the level four and him, like, together. And Alan, like, the level four is like, you fucking idiot. You impaled yourself. And Alan's like, no. This sword can't hurt humans, at which point Alan starts to be in extreme pain.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
Implying that the change is already underway.
Mm-hmm.
Is it here?
Yeah, it's here that Kanda stabs the level four through the head.
Well, no, is it here that the Akuma, or Alan says something, like, as the 14th. I don't remember where that is. It's to one of the Akuma, I'm pretty sure, in this fight. Like, he says, like, hello there, or something. Like, some fucking...
The Order may have started something. That's a quote I wrote down. I don't know who said it. No,
I don't think so. Okay. I forget what the quote was, but I feel like... And, like, they reacted to it. Like, the Noah, or the Akuma reacted to it with them being like, was that a Noah?
Oh, I see. Yeah, I know what line you're talking about, but I don't know the wording of the line. Anyway, Alan, yes, is turning into the 14th, and we see that at the beginning of the next episode.
Yes.
We do
also get, at the end of the episode, Timothy has joined the Black Order.
Yes.
They've, like, adopted him, but they do have to pay for all of the damage he's done.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Which Komui is not too pleased about that.
Right. Komui and Alan are about to be fast friends over the debt burden.
Yes. Gonna compare notes.
Yep.
Trauma.
Yep. So Timothy is an exorcist now.
Yes.
And Alan is passed out, exhausted from battle with the 14th, and accidentally actually stabbing himself.
Yes.
He is asleep and wakes up as the 14th. Lenely is in the room in the bed next to him. Mm-hmm. She's also fallen asleep. She was like keeping watch over him. She sees that Alan is not Alan.
Like when Alan wakes up, he...
He's like got yellow eyes.
Yeah, he's got like yellow eyes. Yeah. He's really kind of got like a Dio look going on almost.
Yeah.
Just for a moment.
Before he does wake up, there's a little dream nightwear sequence. Mana calls him something. And we don't know what it is. It's like literally, it's like bleeped out.
Oh, okay.
Like starred out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did Mana call him?
A little stinker.
And then Howard is like waiting outside the door because he can't go in if there is a woman in a compromising position.
Howard's an incel.
Incel. I think that is an original point in the manga. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I like pretty much glossed over it.
Yeah.
And Bach's haircut was never long. It was just the tassel on his hat. And my eyes played me tricks on me.
Same.
And this is where we find or are introduced to the North American branch head.
Yes, Rennie.
Rennie.
And yeah, she is the one that brings the half Akuma mm-hmm. weapons. Mm-hmm.
They do mention the name of this project. Did you catch it?
I think so. What was it again?
I want to see if you got it.
Well, I'm just going to go look it up, so you might as well
tell. It's the Third Exorcist project.
Oh, yes, yes. I did get that.
Yeah.
Did they say that this is technically... This one was a failed experiment?
Second Exorcist project was a failed experiment.
Okay.
So, I'm going to try and not give too much away here, but mm-hmm. this is what we found out and what I can tell you from what I know.
Yeah, do you want me to like go through what we found out about it to avoid spoilers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can just confirm...
Yep.
Or refute what I say.
Yep.
Basically, well, in terms of like how the third exorcist works.
Yeah.
Is basically like there's like, I forget what the terminology they use was. Because it's like a shit ton of information all yes. at once. But it's basically, yeah. The first, like.
The mother.
Like an Akuma egg
yeah.
gives like people the ability to merge with Akuma, like the Akuma egg. So they become like a half human, half Akuma mm-hmm. Being. Mm-hmm. They can then absorb Akuma mm-hmm. into their body and like build up. Like it builds up their body to the point where they will then be sacrificed, used as an egg to turn more people into Akuma human weapons.
Yep. Yeah, that's only the third exorcist program,
though. Yes.
We're going to learn about the second exorcist program.
Yes. I know they said, they do mention that Kanda got his abilities from an experiment. Mm-hmm. Some number of years ago, the flower that he sees with the petal we see isn't real. It's just like something in Kanda's mind. They don't say what like experiment he was, like if he was a part of the failed experiment or if he's, I think they say the third exorcists are jealous of somebody like Kanda. Like his experiment went better than, like, he's got a better deal of it than the thirds do.
Yeah, in a way, he is less expendable. than the thirds are.
Yes. But yeah, there's 5 half Akuma being lent from the U.S.
Yeah.
Is what we get.
Yeah. Yeah, that covers it.
Yeah.
I was going to go into more detail, but I realized we haven't gotten those details yet. And I typed it out before, like, the back half of this episode. Yeah. I was like, this is
And I'm wondering, because I also have in my notes here something about, quote, the tragedy from 9 years ago, which would probably imply that that was the failed second exorcist and Kanda would be one of, like, maybe the only success from that or something. I don't actually know.
All right.
That would be interesting. Let's see here. We see 4 for a moment. That was nice.
Yep. Yeah. Kanda is at the China branch getting his innocence repaired by Bok's great uncle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We see, and I know after that, we see the Earl, the boy.
Mm-hmm.
He has a he's too awoken.
Skinny now.
I mean, he's not that skinny.
But he's still too skinny.
Well, but, yeah, like he's definitely lost some weight. But we do get that one scene of one of the Noah artists like running up and hugging his fat tummy.
Yeah,
exactly what I would do before literal Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Earl has awakened all of the Noah at this point, right? The 13?
Except for Wrath, which was Skin.
Yes, because he is like... So they don't die necessarily. Like the Noah themselves, they just like go dormant. So if Skin is dead, he is like... Wrath will eventually be reborn, correct?
Yep.
They just don't... Do they know like when or where?
No.
Okay.
I think, like, they get a heads up when it's happening, because obviously they were able to find him when it was happening to him. But I don't think they know exactly when and where that far in advance.
Okay, so for, like, all intents and purposes, Wrath is gone for the purposes of this story.
Yes.
But there are still 12 Noah awake at this point.
Yeah.
So
the Earl is not a Noah.
Yes. Well, isn't he the first Noah? Because isn't he... I thought that's what they said. Let me look through my...
Well, there are 12 Noah right now. There are 13 of them in total. Oh, yeah. He is a Noah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he is the first Noah. Yep. And all of the other Noah are basically... It's their mission. This is what they say. To help the Earl in his mission to destroy innocence and bring about, quote, 3 days of darkness. Yeah, and the Noah awaken every era. All of the Noah that have been awoken, like the new Noah, were killed by the 14th, they said. Which is quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Did they say that this is just a copy of Tiki?
Maybe.
There was a... Because there was stuff going on about, like, one of the Noah has the ability to read minds.
Mm-hmm. Wisely.
Yes. And I thought he made a comment about that just being a copy of Tiki. Because that wasn't there stuff going on with Tiki earlier?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure we'll find out, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure more stuff will come up.
Yeah.
Involving the Noah, who could say?
Who can say?
Just an educated guess. 8 minutes later in the episode, when all of the Noah show up.
Yep.
Because they get attacked by a bunch of Akuma.
Mm-hmm.
We see some more of the third exorcists at work. We kind of get that explanation of like the egg and the parent bodies and all that stuff. And basically how they say like they want to save, like, they want to be absorbed instead of dying and wasting all of that. There's also a thing involving the third exorcist of like when they get eaten, like when an Akuma gets eaten, their soul just kind of disappears.
Yes.
Instead of being saved.
Yes.
Which like pisses Alan off because mm-hmm. he's the only actual exorcist among the exorcists.
Yeah.
Let's see.
There was a name tossed around at the end of these.
Mm-hmm. The Alma Karma?
Yeah.
Is that, yeah. Is that the first parent body?
Yep.
I wrote that down. Okay. And that's, I know that's like the title of the next episode, I think.
Okay.
Yes. I wrote down all the title names.
Oh.
So yeah. Next episode is the Alma Karma. Maybe that's Kanda. Who knows?
Okay.
I think they might have called him that.
They asked him if the name means anything.
Oh, right.
I
do like how, like, this injured Noah, or injured half-Akuma soldier, he gets both his arms ripped off by a Noah.
Yeah.
So he, like, effectively can't do his job of eating Akuma.
Yeah.
So he asks to get, he's like, my last wish is I want to be absorbed. And then Tiki shows up and he's like,
oopsie.
About that.
How about no?
Not on the schedule.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we leave off, is like all of the Noah have showed up to fight all of the exorcists.
Akuma pyramid scheme.
Yes. The Earl is really just running a giant MLM.
No, the third exorcist program is a giant MLM.
Oh, shit. You're right.
So
next episode, they're going to tell us about their essential oils.
Oh my god. So, I'm sure you have questions.
Yeah, is it all going to be this fast?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I can definitely see why some people were saying it's, like, actually horrible. But I kind of like this pacing only because, like, I've read it before. Like, if this is your introduction to D. Gray Man, I can see why you are not inclined to go read it.
I think it's fine. I don't think it's, I mean, I would definitely prefer like more.
Yeah, me too.
Like if this were like a 24 episode, like 24 instead of what 13. Do we have 13?
Yeah,
I think that would be great.
Yeah, you're so right.
But like I think it's doing an okay job at like getting through the major beats. Like I said, a decent amount of it is like, whoa.
Yeah.
We're moving on. Like we're doing this now. Okay. We're moving on from this. But again, I think it's okay enough. It's serviceable.
Yeah. Serviceable is
a good way to put it. I like the upgrades for like the animation and stuff. Aside from like in that level 4 fight, there was like a mix of like CG and animation for like the bullets.
Yeah.
That it would shoot it, like the level 4 was shooting.
Yeah.
Like the shell casings look like CG or like some weird
thing.
It was very like noticeable to me.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, this does not like mesh well with what you've got going on animation wise. But overall, I like the new art style.
Okay.
It's more, again, it's more animated. It's, again, just 8 years better than before.
The last thing I want to discuss is the hypocrisy of the Black Order with the Third Exorcist project.
Oh, yeah. I knew that was coming.
Like, well, yeah. Yeah, you did 100% predict it.
It's like you take one fucking look at Levalier. You're like, this dude's up to some bad shit.
Yeah.
That he is then going to judge other people for. Because that is exactly who he is.
But, like, they're at war with themselves.
Yeah. But yeah, like,
like, it almost seems like the European branch is at war with, like, the North American branch. Because Rennie is obviously up to some shit. And then those two are also, well, she is the head of the Third Exorcist program. They state that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they are, like, fighting against Central while also fighting against themselves. Central is, like, fighting this war on two fronts.
Yeah, it's like every I feel like every, like, company, every, like, everything that involves a large amount of people has, like, infighting. And, of course, a fucking place like...
The Black Order.
The Black Order is going to have different, like... When you're talking about literally the world at stake, of course people are going to have, like, strong opinions on the best way forward.
Yeah.
And, like, work towards those means. Whether that be, like, no, we need to, like, stay pure and do that. Or, like, no, we need to experiment and, like, fight the Akuma with their own tech, if you will.
Yeah. Why now? Are we introduced to all of the other Noah, do you think?
Because we only have 13 episodes.
Okay.
Well, also because, like, it's probably time. You know, that thing they kept saying for 80 episodes in Beastie Gray Man. Yeah, it's probably time for, like, the Earl's big attack. Like, he's probably got some big plan to go and, like, fight the Exorcist, destroy the Innocents. Maybe he has some new information on the heart or something.
Okay.
But yeah, he's probably just like, he's got all his friends together and now they're going to go on a little adventure.
And they'll have a tea party afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. They'll help Rhode do her homework again.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about? I feel like we hit all the important stuff.
Yeah, I feel like we should rip off this Band-Aid now. Are we ever going to see Cell roaring again?
I don't know.
Band-Aid stays on, I guess. Just peel it off slowly for me.
Yeah. I mean...
That false hope, that small chance that we're going to see this incredibly minor character.
We're like 20 episodes into the whole arc of this anime and you've seen Cell roaring like 3 times?
He's a precious boy, and I want to see him again.
I like him a lot.
He says Alan Walker real funny. That's his whole character. That's all he does.
No, that's not all he does.
I know that's not like all he does, like in total, but in this anime,
that's all he does.
All we've seen him do is just say, Alan Walker.
Yeah, and try and scrub his name off of his little cell.
Yeah.
But he can't because Alan just won't fucking die.
No.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we got like 9 more episodes of... Mm-hmm. Hallow, 2 more podcast episodes.
Yeah, and then our recap. So you have some manga to read after these 9 episodes.
I do. I don't know how I'll ever get through like 8 whole manga chapters. I'm going to have to set aside some time from work.
Yeah.
Take a late night.
Okay. So for next episode, we're watching 5 through 9 of D. Gray Man Hallow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the continuation of the numbers.
So that would be 5 episodes, you said?
Yeah.
So that's in the continuation, that's 108 through 112.
Okay.
And then that would leave us 4 episodes for the last.
Yeah.
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 I don't have anything else to say. Like, I think we'll have a lot more to discuss at the end of next episode about the stuff that we just saw.
I'm sure we will, because at the pace we've gone, just add like that much information plus one episode.
Phantom Thief G was a really nice little filler arc.
In a 13 episode.
So yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
You can find all of our socials and stuff in the podcast description.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching 5 episodes for next time, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. All right. Bye.
Goodbye, children.